唱这诗歌
song that we just sang.
我第一次来美国的时候47年以前
The first time when I stepped foot in the United States 47 years ago.
这个学生大会里面经常唱的诗歌
It's a song that we often sing with students.
信而顺从
Trust and obey.
因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱
Because there's no other way.
我们要信而顺从
That's why we need to trust and obey.
大家唱的有力量一点，好不好？
When you sing, sing it with strength.
唱诗啊，就是要大声唱。
When you sing songs, sing it loudly.
用我们最大的声音唱啊。
Keep your loudest voice.
要闭在里面的啊。
Don't just mumble.
最好的诗歌我们唱起来都没有精神了。
Even the strongest song, we sing it with.
啊，我们聚会完了之后再来唱。
We'll sing it again.
我们读圣经罗马书14章
Let's read Book of Romans chapter 14
1-3节
1-3
看到没有大家一起读
Together Now except the one who is weak in faith but not for the purpose of passing judgment of his opinions One person has faith that he may eat all thingsThis is enough.
7-9节
For not one of us lives for himself, but not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. For if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
好，11-12节
For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God, so that each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
17-21节
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in his way served Christ is acceptance to God and approved by men. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another.Do not tear down the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are clean, but they are evil for the man who eats and gives offense. It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine or to do anything by which your brother stumbles.
我们罗马书快读到末了了。
We're coming to an end of the book of Romans.
14章要说到教会的治理。
Chapter 14 talked about the administrative task of the church.
我们先要明白什么叫做教会。
But first, understand what is a church.
我们活在教会中。
Because we are in a church.
在教会里面侍奉。
We serve in a church.
什么叫做教会呢？
So what is a church?
教会这个字。
The word church.
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
被招出来的一群。
It is a group that are called out.
这是教会的意义。
That's the meaning of a church.
Ecclesia, ex 这个字就是出来。
Ecclesia, ex is exit.
Ecclesia 是蒙召的一群。
Ecclesia is exit, the one that are called.
我们是蒙召被出来的一群。
So in other words, we are the group that are called to exit.
哪里出来呢？
To exit from what?
从世界里面分别出来。
Out of this world.
从我们的肉体里分别出来。
Out.Of a flesh,
在仇敌的权势底下被分别出来
out of the power of our enemy,
而主把我们分别为圣
and the Lord has now set us apart,
我们是被召出来的一群
we are called to be consecrated.
所以圣经第二本书叫做出埃及记对不对
That's why the second book of the Bible is the Exodus.
神的百姓蒙召就离开埃及
God's people are called to exit Egypt.
经过大而可怕的旷野
Walk through through the wilderness,
去迦南美地,
to walk into Canaan.
我们的人生啊, 就是个大而可怕的旷野。
Our lifetime is this barren wilderness.
我们在我们的人生中,
so now in our lifetime,
没有什么事情有价值的。
There's not many things that are valuable.
我们怎么叫做旷野呢?
Why is it called a wilderness?
其实在我们蒙恩的人来说,
in fact, for us that are the blessed ones,
我们没有得救以前,
before we were saved,
这个世界不是个旷野,
this world was not the wilderness,
是个繁华的埃及,
for us, it was this prosperous Egypt,
我们都在里面去争取那些世界东西,
we were in this world,fighting for the things in this world.
当我们得救了之后,
but after we were saved,
这个世界就是个大而可怕的旷野。
The world has now become the wilderness.
没有什么事是我们要争取的。
There's not anything that is worth our effort.
没有一件是有价值的。
Because none of the things is valuable.
在旷野的里面,
in the wilderness,
最大的特点就梦到神的大恩了。
The greatest thing was that now we are saved.
神为我们成就了浩大救恩。
God has prepared for us this great salvation.
我们神儿女的一生就要经历浩大救恩。
So that's why now, children of God, we live our life experiencing this salvation.
我们人生的价值在什么地方？
What is the value of our life?
就在于我们经历浩大救恩。
Is how much you have experienced this salvation.
如果是我们不经历救恩，我们的人生一天下来是没有意义，没有意义了。
Don't get to experience this salvation, then your life is without meaning.
我们竭力追求。
That's why we pursue.
神是我们预备的浩大救恩。
God has prepared for us this great salvation.
所以我们得救之后，埃及就变成了可怕的旷野了。
So after we're saved, now Egypt has become this wilderness.
我们都经过人生旷野。
We are all walking through this wilderness.
只有一件是有价值的。
Only one thing with value.
我们追求主。
Is to pursue the Lord.
我们侍奉主。
Is to serve the Lord.
我们在时间里做永远的事。
So that in this limited time, we do eternal things.
留下永远的价值。
And we live with us.Eternal value.
你需要明白什么叫做教会。
So now, I hope you understand what is the meaning of a church.
我们都是被召出来的一群。
We are the group that are called on.
这就是教会的意义。
The meaning of a church.
我们都被神呼召出来了。
We are the people that are called by God.
呼召出来不是件大事。
Now, to out of something is something most important.
要进去才是件大事。
But what are we going to go into?
出来是为了进去，对不对？
Go out.One thing so that we can go in.
我们进到哪里去？
Where are we going?
我们要进到千年国度去。
We're going to this 1,000-year
heavenly kingdom. 主把一个极荣耀的盼望放在前面。
The Lord has now given us this glorious hope.
这是神给他的儿子那个荣耀命运。
In fact, that's the same destiny that God has prepared for His Son.
我说过好两遍了。
I've told you a few times.
神的儿子跟命运没有关系。
The Son of God did not need to care about His destiny.
神的儿子道成肉身了。
But after the Son of God became flesh,
他成为一个人了。
Becoming a man,
他就有命运的关系了。
And now all of a sudden his destiny matters.
神给他儿子定下一个命运。
Now God has prepared destiny for his son.
什么是神儿子的命运呢？
So what is the destiny of the Son of Man?
神儿子的命运就是进荣耀。
Is to go into glory.
一个人的身份进极大的荣耀。
As a man, now to go into glory.
神的儿子对荣耀也没有关系啊。
But the Son of God always had glory.
他从最大荣耀里来的。
Because he was in glory.
神的儿子进荣耀为了我们。
But now the Son of God goes into glory.
他是第一个进荣耀的人。
To be the first man in the glory.
而且你教会都要进荣耀。
And then this church will go with.
所以我们要进取这些大事。
So that's why we have to fight.
所以弟兄姊妹要追求啊
Brother and sister, that's why we pursue.
要追求浩大救恩啊
That's why we pursue this salvation.
我们夏令会就要来了
Summer conference is coming up.
你们都去夏令会吧
I hope you're going.
都去啊
I hope you're going.
夏令会两件事
There are two things in the summer conference.
第一件事要听见主的话
First is that you need to hear God's word.
听见信息
hear the message.
第二件事,
and secondly,
要被圣灵浇灌,
then you get to be filled by the Spirit.
这是一个最大的经历,
that's the greatest experience.
圣灵要浇灌我们,
the Holy Spirit wants to fill you.
所以圣灵,
so that's why the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise.
为什么成为应许的圣灵呢?
Why is that the promised Spirit?
应许给谁的呢?
What is the promise for?
是当初应许给亚伯拉罕和他的儿女的。
That promise was made to Abraham and his descendants.
亚伯拉罕是我们属灵的祖宗。
Abraham is our spiritual ancestors.
我们都是亚伯拉罕属天的儿女。
We are all heavenly children of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的子孙像天上的星，海边的沙那样众多。
The descendants of Abraham is like the star in the skies and also the sea.
海边的沙说到他的属地的儿女。
The sand of the shore talk about his earthly
children. 天上的星属天的儿女。
Stars in the sky, heavenly children.
我们都是亚伯拉罕属天的儿女。
We are all heavenly
children of Abraham.
That's why the Holy Spirit is also promised to us.
In Cocoa City, there was a brother, he was not
filled by the Spirit. And he only came for
3 months.
And I said that it does not care how much you ask for it. But the Holy Spirit comes based on your faith. After we believe, we are reborn. That's exactly how we should believe that we can be filled by the Holy Spirit. Now there's still some time left, pray for it. So I hope that everyone I see today will be filled by the Spirit.
要被圣灵浇灌的,
will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit fills you.
圣灵浇灌在我们身上,
when the Holy Spirit overflows in you,
主耶稣说我就必得着能力,
then you will be strengthened.
这个能力原文是爆炸的力量,
this power was originally translated as the explosive power.
那真的, 真的要在我们身上爆炸了,
you feel the Spirit, your power will be overflowing.
小小一群加利利小民啊,
even though some small group of people from Galilee,
主复活的时候才不过只有120人啊,
when the Lord passed, he started with only 120 people. Very quickly, 10,000.
等保罗起来了,
and when Paul
rushed up,
the gospel then was spread to many nations.
70年的时间,
just 40 years.
福音已经到了欧洲、亚洲、非洲三大洲了,
the gospel has then reached Europe, Asia, and Africa.
像今天中国大陆一样的,
just like today in China.
我信主的时候是国民党的末期,
when I believe in the Lord, it was the end of an era.
报告圣徒的数才不过100万呢,
maybe at that time there was only about 1 million Christians.
现在超过1亿,
now it's more than 100 million.
什么力量这么快传遍了?
What type of power can spread the gospel so quickly?
不是传道人的力量,
not the power of the minister.
是圣灵显出大能,
but it's the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们在海外的中国人也要蒙恩了。
So as a Chinese international,
到了21世纪了,
now it's in the 21st century,
全世界的有知识的基督徒啊,
there are many well-educated
Christians.
They said that the 21st century is the century of the Chinese Christians.
教会历史没有一个时候, 一个国家有超过1亿的基督徒的,
there was never a time in the church history there's a country that has more than 100 million Christians.
中国达到了,
China reached that goal.
中国也打破了,
and in fact China broke the record.
所以成为中国弟兄世纪,
so that's why the 21st century is the century of the Christian Chinese.
我们海外的中国人也要蒙恩啊,
so as Chinese in America, we are blessed as well.
神特别在恩待中国人啊,
because the Lord truly is blessing the Chinese.
在圣经里面只有一处 提起中国的,
in the whole Bible, there's only one place that's
about
China.
主来之前,
it says before the Lord comes in,
许多人从西来, 从南来,
a lot of people will come from the west and from the south,
从北来,
from the north,
从东, 他不说东, 从 China来, 从中国来,
but when he says from the east, he didn't use the word east, he says from China.
他们是困苦之民,
the people that were poor,
都在仰望主来啊,
but they all have the hope of the Lord.
这话应验了,
it's coming true.
中国基督徒打破1亿了。
Chinese Christians now has more than 100 million.
准确的数字没有人知道。
No one knows the exact number.
有弟兄们告诉我8000万。
But some brother says maybe only 80.
也有弟兄告诉我1亿5000万。
But there's another brother that says 150.
我估计大概是1亿多的，应该没有问题。
But I'm estimating more than 100 million.
前两三年联合国报告了。
Now a few days ago, the United Nations gave a report.
联合国报告中国基督徒的数字1亿2000万。
And the United Nations gave the official number of 120 million.
我们要以中国人来自荣啊！
So be proud of being Chinese.
这是我们特别神恩待我们。
Because we are the blessed people.
那我们要好好追求主啊！
That's why we have to pursue the Lord.
要像个样子啊！
So set an example.
我们蒙恩的子民。
We are
the chosen people.
The group that are called up dawn.
有分于他儿子荣耀的命运。
To call up dawn to partake in the glory of his son.
要和他的儿子一同进荣耀。
To go in the glory with the son.
信不信啊？
You believe in it.
信，信要追求啊。
You believe in it and pursue it.
这诗歌里有诗歌说不要做的花轿上天堂啊。不要上这花轿上天上，花轿怎么办？不要放人。
There, yeah, sorry, there's a verse in the song.
不要那么舒服上天堂啊。
Okay, so going the path to heaven is not an easy one.
好，我们是教会。
We are the church.
在世界里面被分别出来的一群。
The group they are called out from this world.
他们在保罗说，没有人为主自己活。
So then Paul said that no one lives for himself.
也没有人为自己死。
And no one dies for himself.
活着为主而活。
If we live, we live for the Lord.
若死为主而死。
Or if we die, we die for the Lord.
或活或死。
Therefore, whether we live or die,
我们总是主的人。
We are the Lord.
我们是不是主的人？
Are you of the Lord?
主有宝血赎了我们。
The Lord used His blood to redeem us.
今天圣灵居住在我们里面。
And now today, the Spirit dwells in us.
我们真是主的人。
And in fact, we belong to the Lord.
没有人为自己活，没有人为自己死。
For not one of us live for himself, and not one dies for himself.
这才是基督徒啊。
And that's the definition of a Christian.
我们是不是基督徒？
We, you are Christian, yes.
基督徒三的意思是什么？知道吗？
What is the meaning of being a Christian?
当做了多少年基督徒，基督徒意思不知道。
How many years have you been a Christian? Do you know what it means?
基督徒的意思。
The meaning of Christian.
除了基督，我什么也没有。
Is that besides Christ, I am nothing.
I'm nothing. 我什么也没有。
Besides Christ, I am nothing.
这叫基督徒。
And that's the meaning of Christian.
基督的人。
To be of Christ.
Christ 叫 I-A-N, 基督的人。
To be of Christ.
有的圣经就翻作基督人。
The man of Christ.
我们是基督人。
That we are the man of Christ.
圣经里称我们为圣人。
So the Bible calls us saints.
圣徒应该翻作圣人。
Saints, the holy man.
那我们中国人麻烦了，我们叫我们自己是圣人，大家都不好好看我们两眼了。
So in Chinese, if you proclaim to be holy man, people will look at you different.
中国只有一个圣人是孔夫子。
Because in Chinese, there's only one holy man is Confucius.
不只是我们。
Not Christians.
孔夫子算什么圣人呢？
But who is Confucius?
他是个了不起的人，不是圣人。
In fact, he is a great man, but not.
我们是圣人。
We are the.
宝血成圣。
Through the blood, we are consecrated.
主的生命成圣。
Through His life, we are now holy.
我们是基督徒。
Because we are Christians.
奔向前面荣耀。
To go toward the glory.
我们不为自己活，死也不为自己活。
We don't die for ourselves and we don't live for ourselves.
我们都知道福音啊。
We know the gospel.
主为我们死了。
Yes, the Lord died for us.
我们也死了。
So that's why we are not afraid of death.
你们知不知道主为我们活了？
But don't you know that the Lord also lived for you?
我们就可以免活了。
So that you don't have to worry about living.
你有什么都不知道免活啊。
Do you know what it means to not worry about living?
我问你，你活得累不累啊？
If I ask you, are you tired of living?
活得累不累？
Are you tired?
圣经的弟兄是不是很有本事？
我
有表情的，你们，你们到底累不累啊？
Are you tired of living？
累不累？不累。
If you're not tired，
那你弟兄你很有本事啊。
You are a strong man。
很多人活得很累。
A lot of people we live our life tired。
真的活得很累啊。
In fact, it is tired.
主为我们死。
The Lord died for us.
我们免死。
So that we don't have to worry about dying.
主为我们活。
But the Lord lives for us.
我们也免活了。
So we don't need to worry about living.
免活怎么免呢？
How do you not worry about it? Paul said this.
岂不知道若不是和器具的，我们若不是和器具的，和器具，器具 ，abandoned.
We are not abandoned.
我们不是和器具的。
We are not being left abandoned.
只有基督住在我们里面嘛。
Because Christ lives in us.
今天主住在我们里面。
Today the Lord dwells in us.
要让主进入我们的生活才行啊。
But what it means is you have to lead the Lord.
我们生活大事小事都要由主进入啊。
Be part of life. Big things, small things, that can be part of your life.
你就领受免活的福音了。
And now you get to enjoy not to worry about living.
大小事都由主在里面做主。
Great or small things, let the Lord take control.
主叫我们免死。
The Lord let us not worry about death.
主也叫我们免活了。
God also asked us not to worry about living.
基督在我们里面活着。
Because now Christ lives for us.
我们死为主死。
If we die, we die for the Lord.
我们活为主活。
And if we live, we live for the Lord.
为主死很容易。
It is easier to die for the Lord.
大家到死的时候啊，大家都想到主了。
Because when we die, we would think of the Lord.
我有一个很近的亲戚啊，
I have a close relative,
非常近的亲戚啊，
someone close to me.
他是个没有得救的基督徒。
He was a so-called Christian.
啊，他有钱。
He was wealthy.
有地位。
He was powerful.
也很有名。
And in fact, he was famous.
所以他去的地方啊，这个牧师真的很糟糕了。
So wherever the place he goes, is a woe for the ministry.
他是不是在祷告的时候看见他进来的？
They will see him pray.
他一进来，他祷告就马上就为他祷告了，就是祝福他。
And then wherever he shows up, the minister will start praying for him.
一路在教会被捧的。
He was the one that was raised up in the church.
其实他没有真的得救。
But in fact, I don't think he was truly saved.
当他死的时候啊。
When he died.
很可怕呀。
He was horrible.
他六个儿女啊。
He had six children.
他叫他太太抓住他。
And he asked his wife and children to hold on to him.
叫他儿女抓住他。
He asked his children to not let go of him.
因为他害怕。
Because he was afraid.
他要死他不知道往哪里去。
He was going to die. He didn't know where to go.
因为黑暗等着他呀。
He only knew darkness.
抓住我，抓住我。
He said, don't let go.
那个人死了抓得住吗？
And if someone was to die, can you hold on to him?
抓得住吗？
Can you hold on to him?
抓不住啊。
No, you can't.
六个孩子加上太太。抓住他就看着他死了。
The six children and the wife holding on to him, but he died.
悲哀吗？
How sad.
我们不做假基督徒。
So don't be a so-called Christian.
我们是真得救的人。
We are truly saved.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
主活在我们里面。
That now the Lord lives in us.
我们死为主死。
If we die, we die for the Lord.
我们活为主活。
If we live, we live for the Lord.
或活。或死
whether we live or die,
我们总是主的人
we are the Lord's.
一定要显明我们是主主的人
manifest and reveal that you are the Lord's.
所以我常常说弟兄姊妹我们彼此劝勉
so that's why I often said encourage one another
都要为主活
when you go back out of the church go live for the Lord
为主活
to live for the Lord
姊妹们去买菜也要为主活啊
Sisters, when you go to the supermarket, the grocery shop, do it for the Lord.
做饭做菜要为主活啊。
When you make supper, do it for the Lord.
我就认识个姊妹就为主活。
I knew a sister and she lives for the Lord.
她拿起刀来切肉切菜。
When she pick up her knife to chop her food.
一面切一面赞美主，赞美主。
When she cooks, she praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
哎呀，对，那位姊妹真是很好。
What a great sister to have.
一路赞美主啊。
She would praise the Lord chopping meat.
扫地也赞美主啊！做事也赞美主啊！若是活着为主而活，
whether we live, we do it for the Lord.
我们有诗歌叫我没诗歌续你，很有名的诗歌，对不对？你们不知道，你们回家的诗歌本去找找看，我没诗歌续你。
If you don't know the song, go find it.
这个是没写的。
Pursue you always.
这个是没写的。
Sister,
这首诗歌今天全世界人都爱唱。
Now a song that is singing throughout the world.
那个是什么意思呢？就是写的那一首诗歌。
That was the only song that sister wrote.
她本来是生活很辛苦的人。
Now she had a hard life.
早晨要起来，要做事。
She has to wake up and do chores.
准备早饭，给先生出了。是要上班去
make breakfast for her husband,
打发几个孩子弄好了去上学去
send the kids to school,
然后他要整理房子做洁净的工作
and to do more chores around the house,
然后他也去买菜做午饭晚饭
and to get groceries and then cook some more,
然后要迎接先生孩子回来
and when the kids and husband come home,
天天都做一模一样的事烦死了
every day is the mundane tasks that go routinely day by day,
他真是为自己的生活烦死了。
She was annoyed by her own life.
但她很爱主。
But she loves the Lord.
有一天她正在扫地啊。
And one day she was sweeping the floor.
忽然圣灵像是风一样的吹过来。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit blew through her like a wind.
满着她的里面呢。
And filled her.
主进来了。
The Lord came to her.
哎呀，她喜乐啊。
She was now with joy.
她就拿着扫把在那里喜乐不停啊。
She was holding on to the sweeper and she was enjoying it.
她就写了首诗歌。
So she wrote this song.
我每时刻需你。
That at all times,
回家去找找那个诗歌。
I follow.
很宝贵的诗歌啊。
It's a great song we should find.
这首诗歌叫它有名了。
It's a famous song indeed.
我每时刻都需你。
At all times,
需要你。
I need you.
弟兄姊妹们。我们是基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we as Christians.
基督主要在我们生活里面活出来。
We need to manifest Christ.
在我们的富足里面活出来。
To live out in all the things we do.
在我们的贫穷的时候活出来。
Where we are poorest or not.
在我们环境好的时候活出来。
In our good times.
环境艰难的时候活出来。
Also in our bad times.
我在台湾侍奉主。
When I served the Lord in Taiwan,
我这个人很笨的，这个说话很笨。
I was not good with words.
台湾话到今天我还不会说。
Today I still can't speak Taiwanese.
我只太太就说得很好。
But my wife could.
我台湾话不会说。
I couldn't speak Taiwanese.
懒得说两句，被人一笑，更不说了。
I try, but then people laugh at me, so I stop.
不是，隔壁邻舍是个大流氓。
So that my neighbor was a gangster.
我们那个时候大复兴啊，是。政府里面各个科长都是我们的弟兄啊。
So that during the great time of revival, even government officials were brothers with us.
我就做过民政的科长，专门管老百姓的。
And in fact, there was an official, he was in charge of that area.
弟兄啊，你陪我去啊。
And I said, brother, come with me.
你不要摆老做官的架子哈。
But then don't act like you're a government official.
你去是给我做翻译哈。发明了，
If you go, just translate for me so that I can speak to my neighbor.
我去了。
So I went.
哎呀，那个流氓出来给我讲，我好凶啊。
And then the gangster came out and he started yelling.
我一路说好。
And all I said was yes, yes, yes.
我就去河西去啊，那个弟兄一直拉我。
And then my brother was touching me.
你拉我干什么？他又说，我说好。
And then I said, why are you touching me?
回来说死弟兄，但是我揍你，你说。
And then the gangster would say, I'm going to beat you up. And I said, fine, 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 fine. I'm going to hear you. Fine, 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 fine. Fine. Just said fine. And then my brother said that you have to first hear what he said.
我这就是不会讲闽南话的好处了。
Because that time I was not good with words.
我听不懂他在讲什么，我就去和气了。
Since I didn't know Taiwanese, I just let him say whatever.
什么都答应他。
I just said fine to everything he said.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们生活里面活出来。
Brothers and sisters, when you manifest Christ.
我美国和邻舍为什么来往呢？
Now I was not too close with my neighbors in the United States.
我跟邻舍有来往。我和邻舍 neighbor 有来往。
But then I have a relationship with my neighbors.
什么来往啊？
What type of relationship?
煮菜给他们吃。
I would cook for them.
我想一下，美国人从来没吃过猪脚。
I would say that the Americans, they never eat pig feet.
我做猪脚给他们吃。
I'm going to make for them pork feet.
这里面是白的，下里面是红的。
They eat, I'll let them eat the white pork feet.
他们吃的是好高兴的。
And then they ate it, they were joyous.
做肉松汤给他们喝。
And I will cook for them soup.
他们看见我老远就打招呼了。
And now they saw start waving at me when they saw me from afar.
弟兄们，我们是基督徒啊。
Brothers and sisters, we are.
要让主在我们生活里面显出来啊。
What we need to do is to manifest Christ in our life.
死为主而死。
If we die, we die for the Lord.
活为主而活。
And when we live, we live for the Lord.
或活或死。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
你是为的人,
people around you, can you tell that you're a Christian?
要传福音啊,
preach the gospel.
我这个女婿,
my son-in-law,
他也是传道人,
he is a minister.
他在San Jose,
he was in San Jose.
他就跟弟兄姊妹讲, 要传福音,
and he would say, go preach the gospel, brothers and sisters.
回家了，主给他讲话了。
Then when he went home, the Lord spoke to him. The Lord said, if you ask the brothers and sisters to go preach, why didn't you do so?
我侍奉主，我不认识世界上的人呢。
And then he said, I preach to the Lord.
你跟随的领袖就是世界上的人。
He said, then why don't you at least go preach to your neighbors?
怎么不认识世界上的人？叫领袖传福音。
How, you cannot say that you don't know anyone who is non-Christian, your neighbors. So then he went to his neighbors.
弟兄姊妹们, 神的话没有错的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord would not say the wrong thing.
或活或死, 总是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
下面他说了,
then he said,
我们到了一个时代了,
that now we have come to a time,
万事跪拜, 万口承认,
that now every knee shall bow and every tongue shall give praise.
这句话开始在腓立比书说的,
that's also in the book of Philippians.
说主耶稣, 对自己与神同等为强夺的。
Said that it is described when Jesus is now on the same level as God.
反倒虚己 emptied himself. 反倒虚己 emptied himself.
Oh, to empty himself and to humble himself.
成了人的样式。
Oh, so he humbled himself to be
既为人的样式, 死在十字架上,
to take on this form of man and die.
神把他升为至高,
and now that God has raised him up to the
highest,
and given him the knees that's above all knees,
叫一切在天上的,
so that all of heaven,
地上的,
all on earth,
地底下的,
all beneath
earth, 无不口认耶稣为主,
all have to now confess that Jesus is Lord. And every knee shall bow to Jesus.
万喜跪拜,
that's why it says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That now God has given the name of Jesus to Jesus.
超乎万名至上的名,
the name that is above all names.
这个名字太奇妙了,
and that is a marvelous name.
一切名字都是死的,
because all other names lead to death.
主的名字是活的,
but the name of our Lord leads to life.
主把一切都放在他名字里面,
and the Lord has given everything in his name.
主的自己的名字里面,
himself is in the name.
主的名字有大能啊,
that's why his name is now with
him. 天上地上地底下,
heaven on earth beneath
him. 万喜跪拜, 万口承认,
every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
天上,
on heaven,
天上造就, 天上的受造,
the heavenly creation,
地上, 地上的受造,
on earth, all the earthly creation,
地底下有地底下的受造,
and underneath all the underlings,
天上的受造, 天太大了,
the heaven is so great,
在宇宙天之外才是三层天,
outside of the universe, that's the third heaven,
三层天有尊贵的受造,
and on the third heaven, there are heavenly creations.
我们人没法懂,
for men, we could never comprehend. The Bible mentioned one thing.
替麦基洗德,
Melchizedek.
那就是天上的尊贵的塑造,
Melchizedek is a heavenly creation.
亚伯拉罕遇见麦基洗德,
when Abraham met Melchizedek,
向他下拜,
Abraham bowed,
献上十分之一为礼物,
and offer a tenth of what he had as
麦基,
an offering.
麦基洗德的尊贵的塑造,
Melchizedek is one of these heavenly creations.
在天上的尊贵的塑造, 不止麦基洗德,
but I tell you, there are more than Melchizedek in this heaven.
多得很了,
there are many, many.
地上万族万国万民,
and on earth give many nations all the creation,
地底下鬼魔的权势,
and under earth all the underlings,
黑暗的权势,
in darkness,
心腹的权势
in hell,
所有天上地上地下
heavens,
都向着耶稣这个名万心跪拜
all the knees shall bow to Christ,
万口承认
all the tongue shall confess,
主耶稣这个名字多大呀
that's the greatness of Christ's name,
这个名字有能力
and that's why his name is with strength.
有点我跟一个朋友传福音啊
One day I was preaching to a friend.
我说你把耶稣的名多读几遍，你就得救了。
And then I just said that if you just say his name many times, you'll be saved.
他说有这样的事吗
？And he said he says so.
我说我说的话算数。
And I said try.
他就读几遍得救了。
And after a few times, he proclaimed the name.
圣灵显出大能。
The Holy Spirit revealed his power.
耶稣基督的真名。
The name of Christ.
所以我们祷告。都奉主的名。
So that's why in all our prayers we pray in Jesus' name.
为什么祷告要奉主的名
？Why do you pray in Jesus' name？
我们祷告完了。
After we finish our prayer,
奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
最后主签上他的大名了。
Just like at the end of your letter, you sign.
这是君万王之王的名字啊。
This is the name for the King of all kings.
我们祷告一定都答应了。
So that's why now our prayers are heard.
祷告奉主名。
We pray it in Jesus' name.
奉主名，你祷告奉主名要有很大的信心啊。
You pray in Jesus' name, you should pray with faith.
英文叫 in my name, 在我的名里面。
In English, it's in Christ's name.
我们在主的名里祷告。
We pray in Christ's name.
和主的名里合作祷告。
So we pray together.
我们祷告完了，主签上名字了。知道奉主名的重要了吧？
So、
我有点这样道讲完了。
One time I finished my sermon.
有弟兄祷告，祷告完了，奉主名奉的奇奇怪怪的。
There was time a brother prayed and then he said that in Christ's name, but he said it weird.
他听懂了。
But after he
他一个字一个字念奉主日主，一个字一个字念。
Then he would say in Jesus.
我说不需要这样祷告吧。
Said,
但是祖宗的话呢？但是我们知道奉主名的意义的重要了。
Just say it normally, but understand what it means.
我们在主的名里祷告。
That it is in Christ's name.
万心跪拜，万口承认。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
所有鬼魔的权势都要伏下来。
Even the enemy of darkness, they bow.
回去祷告。奉主名要特别了哈。
That's why now you know when you pray, what it means.
懂得奉主名的意义了。
Now you know what it means.
祷告完了，奉主的大名啊。
After you finish your prayer, you say in Jesus' name I pray.
保罗下面说，我们都在审，要到审判台前。
And then after that, Paul said that we will all be judged by God.
今天我们就活在审判台的亮光当中。
Today we're in the light.In front of the judgment.
所以我们行事为人不要亏欠人。
So that's why don't take offense.
保罗说教会是神的工程。
Because Paul said that the church is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹都是神的工程。
And brothers and sisters, we are all work of God.
不要做件事绊倒弟兄姊妹。
Don't do anything to make your brothers and sisters stumble.
那就毁坏神的工程。
Because when you make them stumble, you're destroying God's work.
我们不能毁坏神的工程。
So don't destroy God's word.
所以我自己一辈子啊。
So that's why for my life.
遵守主的话语。
I follow the command of the Lord.
不在背后批评弟兄姊妹。
I would never say anything bad behind someone's back.
不在当面奉承弟兄姊妹。
And then I would never say things in front of people to make them feel good.
两件事都不要做。
Don't do neither of them.
人呢就喜欢在当面奉承人，在背后批评人。
A lot of times people will say good things in front of you, but then they'll stab you in the back.
我们当面不奉承人。
So don't say things just to be nice.
背后不批评人。
And don't stab people in the back.
弟兄姊妹不能批评啊。
Brothers and sisters, don't criticize.
我讲个见证给你听啊。
Let me give you a testimony.
我有个好朋友叫 Pearl Yao.
I have a good friend, Sister Pearl Yao.
他是美国人，在台湾人。树林生命非常好的人。
She's an American living in Chinese, a great sister.
难得看见这样一个树林的一个 lady。
Very rarely you've seen such a good sister.
在第二次世界大战呢。
During World War II.
她在中国。
She was in China.
在中国传道。
Being a minister.
好了， 政权改换了。
And then now the regime has changed.
把白种人都赶出去了。
And now the regime wants to kick out.
那有的地方不是先赶出去，先把他们抓起来了。
But first they would capture them.
他也被抓起来了。
So she was captured.
抓起来关在一个地方。
Captured and put in a place.
有点很可怕，那个军官上来了。
Now, one day there was a fierce general came to her.
他们都是西国人关在一起啊。
And then they put all the foreigners together.
他旁边一个姊妹。
And she was.With a sister.
啊，那不得了啊！
They were scared.
有那些人什么恶事都能做的。
Because those people, they do horrible things.
他怕的不得了。
So she was scared.
我们的姊妹就心里想，为什么这样没有信心呢？
And then our sister said to herself, Why am I without much faith?
为什么这样害怕呢？
Why am I in fear?
真的这么想的时候啊。
And when she thought about that,
主讲话了。
The Lord spoke.
就是不可论断你的弟兄。
The Lord said to her, Don't criticize your other sister.
她听见这句话之后，
And after she heard it,
她对我讲了， 所以我一生再没有第二次批评弟兄了。
She spoke to me and said that ever since that time, she would never criticize anyone again.
姊妹，这是你了不起的地方。
And I said, Sister, that's good for you.
这也就是我赶不上你的地方。
Something that I couldn't do myself.
你很小那件事，一生不批评弟兄了。
It is very hard to not criticize your brother and sister.
不论断我的弟兄。
Not criticize your brother and sister.
我也不论断弟兄。
I try not to.
从来不论断。
I try not to.
就是对我很不好的人。
Not even someone who was bad to me.
我从来不论断，做梦都不会论断他的。
Still, I would never criticize him.
万膝跪拜。
All knees shall bow.
万口承认。
All tongues shall confess.
我们不论断弟兄。
That we do not criticize
brothers and sisters.
Because the work of God.
我们不毁坏神的工程。
We do not tear down the work of God.
保罗说，我为着我的弟兄可以不吃肉。
Brothers and sisters, Paul says that for my brothers, I would not eat meat.
大概保罗是需要吃肉的人。
But I thought he would be someone who needed to eat.
他的工作很辛苦啊。
Because he has a lot of work to do.
很辛苦，需要吃肉。
So he should eat meat.
他一直操练自己。
But he trains himself.
一直训练他自己。
He keep training himself.
有一次在使徒行传，众人都坐船走。
So one day in the book of Acts, people are living in boats.
保罗一个人天天走路。
But Paul chose to walk.
他走路。
He walked.
一直在锻炼自己。
Because he was training himself.
为着不让弟兄跌倒，我可以不吃肉。
To not make his brother stumble, he did not eat meat.
吃肉不是犯罪。
But I tell you, eating meat is not a sin.
前面他说守日的。不要批评不守日的。
And then he says that the one who do something, don't criticize other people that don't.
吃的不要批评不吃的。
The one who eats, don't criticize the one who don't.
这两种基督徒，吃的人是对的。
So maybe the one who is eating is right.
这个不吃，那个不吃的人是不对的。
The one who don't eat, maybe they're not right.
守日的人是不对的。
The one that are holding a custom,
不守日的人是对的。
The one that don't.
他每一天都是一样的。
But still, they're all the same.
那保罗说，为了叫我弟兄不跌倒。
But then Paul says that just so that I don't make my brother stumble.
我可以不吃肉。
I don't eat meat.
凡是吃肉喝酒。
Or drink wine.
不为着叫绊倒弟兄。
Or do anything to make my brother stumble.
一概不做都得太好。
All the things that could make my brother stumble, I don't do.
这是保罗伟大的榜样。
That's why Paul was so great.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother,
一定在我们的生活里面荣耀神。
In our life, little things.
所以罗马十四章保罗讲到教会的治理。
That's why chapter 14 talk about how
怎样管理教会。
How do you maintain a church?
保罗自己的人就是伟大的榜样。
Paul himself was the example.
弟兄姊妹以保罗做他们的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, use Paul as their example.
我们活在地上。
We live in this world,
一定要让主进入我们的生活。
We must let Christ come into our life.
在最小的事上都做我们的主。
Through all the little things, let Him take control.
死是要为主而死。
If we die, we die for the Lord.
活是要为主而活。
If we live, we live for the Lord.
或活或死。
Therefore, whether we live or die,
我们总是主的人。
We are the Lord.
用这话给弟兄彼此劝勉。
So use these words to encourage one another.
那我们再来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing the song.
信而顺从。
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
sin